So it was brought down somewhere in the Sefer. One Talmid Chochem, I went to visit another Talmid Chochem. Choshev Yid, he came to visit him. He came to his house. And he saw in the house was mamish put together. Curtains, chairs, it's mamish. It's like a big dish with fruits. No. Meaning what about him, chshuvim. Mamish like, Nishgi pastas al mitchochem. So the other asked his friend, you know, I came to visit you because I heard you're very choshev yid, but you know, the man said, I want to leave, you know. I don't go into such kind of houses, you know. People don't know what to do, it's good, yeah. In the sound of the Olam Hazeh, the poise though. Let me be busy with the poise though. Pashmisht. Zah matzav in the poise though. You're right, chas v'shalom. The king has to come to visit in another couple of minutes. Maybe, glad you came, but the king is coming soon. So, maybe I could help you, we could decide more, you know, the king is coming. If, you know, move the fruits, maybe, you know. And the angle looks better, you know, it's you wait a couple of minutes, you know, you say, you know, if the king is coming, you'll have a ride, you'll stay with him, you know. And then the king. He started speaking and learning an hour, 2 hours, you know. Mishkin King, Mishkin Gonish, you know. He says, where's the king? He says, the king came. So he told him what he said to get to his thing. So he told him that Ish B'Isha Zochu Shechina B'Neim. So the Mele, the Ribbono Shel Olam was coming. Ish B'Isha Shechina B'Neim. Bnei Shalom comes to the house, so the house has to look hoy to recover the Bnei Shalom. Chazal say, "Va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'seichu." Chazal darshin, and it's a drosha. It's not only a drush. V'shochanti b'seichom, b'seich kol echod ve'echod. בסייך כל אחד ואחד ועושה לי מקדוש ושכנתי בסייכם בסייך כל אחד ואחד דהיינו דהשרו עשה שכינה ועושה לי מקדוש ושכנתי בסייכם is not only the building of the Beis HaMikdash is the בתר כל יוחד ויוחד. I want to explain. No, these are the things that people don't like to explain. They don't like to live with it. They think that they could pass their life with the taryag. And these chazalim are for different people. They don't exist for us. I want maybe to be mamchishit, and we could live it, and we could touch it, and we could have a negiah in these high hechere inyonim. The Torah says, "Va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'seichu." We don't understand the parashas now, Trume, Tzave, Vayakel, Pekude. Chazal are full with questions. Ribbono Shel Olam has the whole world. What he needs a mikdash? I understand people need a shul where to go to daven. They need this medrash to sit and learn. The Seder HaPsukim, it's not what it says. Says va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'seichem. I want to be with Klal Yisrael. Make me a little house and I could come. Finally, is mevur in the pesukim that before Klal Yisrael will do the mikdash for the Ribbono Shel Olam, before the va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'seichem, without va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'seichem, we'll be missing Ashuas Hashchina and Klal Yisrael. Persian was in the Shomai. Klal Yisrael need a mikdash. And be'etzer, we are brought up in a generation that we cannot understand it. because we're already 2,000 years in this massive. Other. Avienu l'tzien ichol v'sechazenu eneinu b'nei bona beis amigdash v'meira b'yomeinu. This is what we daven for. Bona beis amigdash. V'sechazenu. V'oshe v'sa'avoidu. We dream and we daven and we hope to see the Beis HaMikdash, to be with the Beis HaMikdash. Well, the Beis HaMikdash is only a place where we daven, a better place. So, okay, we have a Shvachar place today. Yeah, fine. We want something nicer, easier. What is this big hope? Zayin Beis HaMikdash. And it doesn't make a difference how much we sit and we speak and we mean. We're so mufka from it that we know that we have to dream for it. We know that we have to hope for it. It doesn't talk for us. People in the list of the hopes and the wishes, it's a huge list before the Beis HaMikdash, yeah? No, for sure they want it, yeah? When they fall asleep and they dream about something and they hope about something, it's so much different things. About Lema'isa, we know. Even without understanding, we know that we need a Beis HaMikdash. And when we will have a Beis HaMikdash and we will have a Shiras HaShchinah, we know that this will help, this will bring us closer. We know that. So Vayistoyz when the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashre Shchinosei B'Klal Yisrael, it's a different matzav, it's a better matzav, it's a higher matzav, and you get much better, much closer as a Vayistoyz. Le'inyoneinu. Chazal tell us, Va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom b'soichoy le'ne'emar elo b'soich kol echot ve'echot. Every Yid has a tafki to make himself a mikdash. Every Yid has a tafki to make himself a mikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he will come and he will be inside. And when he's inside, it's a ander razach. It's a different matzav. The person can't say, okay, it's not for me. It's not for me. It's a tafkid. Va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. Everyone has such a tafkid. But it's not only that everyone has such a tafkid. Va'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom. When a person does it, and he has the Ashras HaShchinah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to visit him, and the Ribbono Shel Olam parks inside him, it's an andere Zach. It's an andere Zach. So in state, the Moshul, prison is close to the king. He gets his wage, he gets his, what he has to get. But when the king comes to visit him, think about the covet that he gets. But the leftovers, the king, because before the king comes, he sends his slaves and his workers to clean the house, to clean the street, to clean the city, to clean the country, they hang, they change the windows, they fix the whole thing, you know. The king can't eat at such a table, they put a better table. He can't sit at such chairs, they buy new chairs, such curtains. I mean, they change the steps. Dishes, there's the dishes. They buy new sets of dishes. The king doesn't take it after it. He goes to the next place. When a person has Ashras HaShchinah inside him, he changes. What a person could get when he has the Ashras HaShchinah inside him is Lo Yeshua V'Lo Yetua. And the Bacher has to know, said every time, you think these things are not nagia to Bachri. The nagia for later. I'll tell you, I also thought like that when I was a Bachri. But the later never comes. Maybe by Andre, I'm saying, push it out, push the Yidden. Push the Yidden at least. The later doesn't come. The later just gets harder and not lemaise to make the Mokim of Ashras HaShchinah. And if a person works on himself, and v'osu li mikdash v'shochanti b'soichom, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes. The Shechina comes. The Shechina comes and he comes into every person. if a person makes himself, prepares himself to a makim of Ashras HaShchina. If a person prepares himself for the makim of Ashras HaShchina, so the Shechina is there, and the melee of the person becomes hecher and hecher and hecher. So how a person at once, so also l'migdosh v'shochanti b'soichom b'soich kol echod v'echod b'soich kol echod v'echod, how a person gets there, how a person gets a tfisa that he gets higher and higher, that he could say b'shochanti b'soichom b'soich kol echod v'echod, to get a higher madrega. So maybe a little bit to be mafshid the dvorim, the two dvorim pshutim, and from there take it to take it. It's two parts. There's the hechere part and there's the light part. And I want to start with the pasht. Pasht, the light part. The light, easy, the right word. Like we said, the mashal, when a person comes to a house, the king is coming. King is coming. I heard once from Adam Gadol, I was 16 years old. One of the Gdolei Hador. And he told me, you're right, you know, in our generation you have to be chanach bacharim. No, take it easy, you know, be normal. Father, you have to shtag, but, you know, be normal, you could breathe. You don't have to go with your head in the floor. You're allowed to eat a mole something good. You're allowed to a mole relax a little bit. But he said, "Aber, it's not the right thing. I know, Avada, this is the way that you have to grow. Because if you start to grow different and you start to put yourself in a bad mood, Avada, you'll stop to learn. Aber, the tafkid of a person is to be Kodesh Lashem. The tafkid of the person is the osuli mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom makim for Ashras HaShchina, a place for Ashras HaShchina. This is about the tchilas ha'ashkofe of the person. And it says in Sforim that this is be'etzem the inyanim from Shevivim, that, you know, we said we don't speak about it by us and Bochrim, about the Shevivim is Shevim, and the Ibrahim is called Shevim Tat, that is Tumat Tzaveh. That's in the last 2 weeks. Tumat Tzaveh is the end of the Shevim. And the reason it's the end of the Shevim, Be'etzim, is because Tumat Tzaveh is Be'etzim the Asiyas HaMikdash. It's the higher Madrege. And in these 2 weeks of Tumat Tzaveh, even if a person, I've shachted a lot of times, he's not holding and becoming now a Tzaddik forever. Too much for him. Yeah. He didn't decide that he's staying and learning all of his life. Yeah, he's already asking him to be the more the Mikdash. He doesn't know it exactly, you know. He's planning all of his life to walk with a hack and jacket the whole time, or maybe sometimes without a hat, yeah, only with a jacket, he'll walk in the street I'm all. Yeah. He didn't decide yet if he's starting keeping the whole Tariyak, or most of the Tariyak. You know, he doesn't know where he's holding in Yiddishkeit, yeah. And you're already telling him now that for us the Mikdash is Shochanti B'Soichom. Aber steht nicht das. Steht nicht das. Chazalim, the word on the Mekoyres, I want to go speak on the Teuches. Every Bocher, as they, the Bocher, the Bocher learns Shas. He's learning Masechtas. He doesn't know now the whole Shas. He doesn't know the whole, he learned the whole Masechtas by you. The first 20 blocks of Zman, he learns by you. He can't have the ganze Masechtas. So not a shock. If Iyun is important, the whole Masechta is be Iyun. If Iyun is not important, so what is the point? What? He's learning how to learn. He said, that's a shenanarish atarot, yeah? No, he's not learning how to learn, yeah? So what is the pshat? He learned a little bit Iyun. What is the pshat? All these things. He's a holy, comes to a person and tells him, Yom Kippur, you know, that's a davin sobe chavoneh. Anyway, in 3 weeks, you're not a davin sobe chavoneh. So what is the point of Yom Kippur to shrar? To have a good year, I'm sure. No, also Shvachat Eretz, yeah? But the answer is that in Ruchnius is like a person has a kinyanim. Person is koine. He learns Torah be'iyun. He's koine the midas of Torah be'iyun. He learns the chelik of aloche. He learns the chelik of aloche. He learns the chelik of pkiyas. He learns musa. He has kedusha. Person takes tchumat tzavet these 2 weeks. He says, in these 2 weeks, I'm making my mokim ashroas hashchina. I'm building a mikdash. I'm building a mishkan. Mokim for ashroas hashchina. It doesn't mean that the whole time I'll be managing to oimed at this madrege. I have a lot of different things that I have to work in my life. So Salanta will say, was a person that was living in Siyas Yishori. I was learning the first Shal for years. I asked him why he's learning. Rabbi Lupian brings it down. He says, I didn't finish the Hirus. I go to Zrizus. I can't. He said, no, it's in the Gainish. You have to finish the whole Sefer. You coin a little bit from everything. And then again, and again, and again. You can't stand in 1 meter and say, listen, two, I don't coin the Hirus. I'll not go to Zrizus. Two, I don't Nikirus. I'll not go to Prishus. Prishus, I'll not go to Tyre. It's a Gainish. And I. Avodas Hashem, it's not the Mahal. We do from everything. We do from everything together. The Mele, I'm saying, we're holding in these weeks. Bnei Aliyah, forget the Iber Yol. This is the Mele, the Iber Yol. The Trumat Tzavet, the Shevim Tat. In a normal year, it's a Shev. Odo. We have to start to work in Hodo Kiblu Bnei Achashver, Shev. The Avodah from Purim, there's a lot of Avodahs, yes? The avodas of Sof Zman, the avodas of Pesach, there's a lot of avodas. The mile of the Iber Yom is, we have extra time, to take these 2 weeks, of Trumat Tzavet, for a person to be minded himself, that he's the etzem of Mokim Fun Ashroas Hashchina. And he has to know, in the Talmud, Rabbi Tzchok de Min Akoy, it's one of the Gdela Mekubolim. He brings down, when I was a bocher, I had a quiz with Shmuel Deutsch. So he was a bocher in this in Yonim. So he taught me a little bit, because he speaks about Kohanim, explains how Pikabole, the whole Yonim from Birkas Kohanim. Shmuel Deutsch is also a Kohan, I'm a Kohan, this was the Tzad HaShoveh. But he explains, so the Gemara says, who is Mevorach the Kohanim? Yeah, we know that the Shefa, as they state, V'somu Shmi Abnei Yisrael, V'ani Avorachem. Yeah, some people go out Birkas Kohanim and not Makbila, but the Maitre stated the Birkas Kohanim is the way that the Shefa goes down to Klal Yisrael. So Frank Rebitzel de Minakoi, so where the Kohanim get the Shefa? So Rashi says, Vani Avorchem, so Mushmi Yisrael, Vani Avorchem goes also on the Kohanim. So he explains, the Kohanim are the Shefa, the Tzinoi, called in the Sifra Mekubali. But when the water goes through the pipe also gets wet. That's the Metzius. So the chef of the Kleisel goes through the Kohanim, but when it goes through them, they chaper out. Mainly he gives aids to the Kohanim, what to be mechaven, how to, you know, to stick the finger into the water when it pipes in the pipe, to chaper out, and to get the Kudosh. And mainly B'shas, and he explains why, because B'shas that the chef goes through the Kohanim become Mokim Ashroas HaShchina. This is the reason we don't look at the hands of the Kohanim, B'shas the Birkas Kohanim, because the Shechina is Shoira on them. It's dangerous for it to become blind. So the mice of the Kohanim covered it with a talis that people will not look. But the problem that the Kohanim themselves were scared that they will look. So the Kohanim would push it out of the talis. So from that Kohanim, we don't look in the Kohanim. Ba'etzim, after it's covered with a talis, no reason Ba'etzim not to look. But yeah, we're not learning that long apart now. But this is the Savosh Shteitot, the Givaldik Kazach Shteitot. And when a person passes, the Shechina passes through the person, Alan Milus a person has. Person doesn't know. It's not only a question of behaving to make yourself a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. If a person manages, even for tkufa, to become a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina, you have to know, David HaMelech, when he became the Shpitz, he became regular Merkava. That he's mamish, the real mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. This is the Shpitz of a person to become mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. This is what Hashem wants from us, and this is what we have to get. The person takes on himself. It's 2 weeks. He wants to be a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. What is the pshat mokim of Ashras HaShchina? What is the pshat mokim of Ashras HaShchina? Mokim of Ashras HaShchina means, I'm saying, you know, do it for a week. We're not holding one ready for 2 weeks. Starting tonight, or some people start in the morning, or it's easier for them. But a week of mokim of Ashras HaShchina. He goes around, I'm making a place for the Ribbono Shel Olam to be. Chazal say Hashem doesn't want to be the Mokim that is Kas. We'll start before that. Toyavas Hashem kol Gvalev. V'sido Gaive, Toyavas Hashem. Hashem can't be with Bali Gaive. You know, some people was coming down, but at least don't behave Gaive this week. Don't behave Gaive this week. Toyavas Hashem kol Gvalev. Bali Lashonore, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashal Shechinosoi Beneihem. Bali Machlekes, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not Mashal Shechinosoi Beneihem. I'm not a Bali Machlekes this week. I'm not a Bali Lashonore this week. I'm a Mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. I want the Shechina to be Shaira inside me. The person feels the Ribbono Shel Olam is coming to visit me this week. He wants that this week he will be Mokim Ashroas HaShchina. He wants to be a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. So he davens Ma'ariv. But the Ribbono Shel Olam is here. Ma'ariv Aravim, Bechoch Pesach Sha'orim. Where is the mokim of Ashroas HaShchina? So he davens Shmoneh כמו שצורך. He says Krishma כמו שצורך. He does the mitzvahs כמו שצורך. Chazal say למשה נשא עושה מתשובה. You makbid, not to eat paspalta, not to eat a shvacher, a hechsher, because dirshu Hashem b'imotzoi, tiruhu b'yoysa korois. A person puts himself, I'm a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. I'm a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. A person has to know, when you make yourself that you're mokim of Ashroas HaShchina, v'shochanti b'soichom, Hashem promises that he comes. I don't know if you had once the feeling that Hashem comes to visit you. But I heard from people that had it. It's a mishum de kedusha that a person passes. A mishum de clean. A person becomes kodesh. Is a promise from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Now, I said again, some people are not ma'amini. And they read the pasuk, "Meshochanti b'seichom b'seich kol echad ve'echad." Sidor Ribbono Shel Olam, and we are Yidden. But it's more from that. Sidor Ribbono Shel Olam, and we are Yidden. And it's a musak that you could make the Ribbono Shel Olam to be inside you. "Meshochanti b'seichom b'seich kol echad ve'echad." You could make the Ribbono Shel Olam be inside. And when the Ribbono Shel Olam is inside a person, what he needs, he gets. Everything. A person could be years doing bad things. Years. In the Sforim state, you know, when a person does a lot of bad things, it's metamtem. It's metamtem. He's a less quality person. It's metamtem de mayach. It's not so quality. So that's our problem. And when a person becomes Mokim Ashroas HaShchina, the Malachim come, they clean it out. It's Kodesh, it's Torah. It's Kodesh and Torah. He sits and learns, it goes. He wants to daven, he has a cheshik to daven. Again, even when the Shechina leaves, the house doesn't become dirty. They cleaned it, you know. You had a chashev a guest. They washed the floors. A person could change, could become a bal maile if he does a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. So I want lemaise. There's two parts of a person to do. There's one part in the Ashroas HaShchina if a person is to live like that. The haynu on grace zach. I'm this week a mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. I'm mokim of Ashroas HaShchina. So I can't lay in my bed. I'll say the halbe goy. Even if the minig of my house is like that, yeah? I'll say the halbe minig of Mokka. The mechza the shlish of Maravia, yeah? But you're Mokka Mashra's Ashkhine. You think of Eliashi could lay like that? No. So you're Mokka Mashra's Ashkhine, you could be less than Eliashi? And you're behaving. Screaming, yelling. Eating what doesn't have to be eaten. Read what doesn't have to be read. I'm not saying to be a tzad. I'm a mokim v'shuas ha-shchina. Kadosh Baruch understands me. I can't learn the whole day. I have to schmooze a little bit. I'm a mokim kodesh. Shal na'alecho ma'al raglecho ke a mokim ha-sharat ha-orim ha-olof ad maskoi deshe. It's in the head. This week, I'm the mokim v'shuas ha-shchina. You don't have to do a lot for it. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ich kum zu yeder yid. Ich kum zu yeder yid. And then you need now from Dvorim HaMafsidim. From Dvorim HaMafsidim. This is the Va'osuli Mikdosh V'Shachanti B'Seicho. Avadet. Quanti, I'm saying it more that you will know it. I'm saying you, the Poshte Veg for a Bocher to have a week in Va'osuli Mikdosh V'Shachanti B'Seicho B'Seich Kolechot V'Echot. Derech Heret. I know you everything. Shachanti b'seichom b'seich kol echad v'echad. Avada. Later in life is a higher madrigas. When you come back next year, Pashas Trume, more years, the state, Chazal say, that Vavim is Be'ach Ezbach, the Bisamigdosh, the person is Bisamigdosh, and the Ritzoynes and the Korbonis, the person makes a Maisa Misavus Nefesh, like we spoke, L'Shem D'Ribayna Sheloilom. I makriv myself in the Beis HaMikdash of D'Ribayna Sheloilom. It's higher Madreges. The Nertomid, the person sits and learns the whole night. That's really higher Madreges when a person in that week, that was also the Mikdash. We're not holding any chenami of being the whole year in a matzah but also in a mikdash v'shachanti b'soichom b'soich kol echot v'echot. What is haftochas? Someone, I heard once a Moshe, someone will get a message. I thought about it today because I met someone that's close to me, lives in America, Baruch Hashem. Mamish, being a man, he was a Beinoni. He was a Beinoni. Met him today. No one saw that I met him today. So I can say this much. He was a Beinoni mamish. Beinoni on a plus, we call it, yeah? Not minus, but a Beinoni on a plus. Beinoni, kipshuta. He was living in yeshiva, he got married. His, you know, Israel was had a little bit mominous. His wife had a little bit money, she saved. He got married, and he thought, so like all these people that come to visit here for a year after the chasana, yeah, and you smell from them. And he came to speak to me after a couple of days. And you know, I said, you know, he was learning, you know, not clapping, you know. So I said, I think, the father would call me, you know, the father my agent at the Stalama, you know. He said, you know, I'll pay someone to learn, and, you know, and the brachas of a different masechta, you know, I'll pay someone, you know. Just give them the idea that instead of just carrying, hey, you know, you will learn the Gemara, we'll finish up all masechtas. And I'll pay for that. I couldn't afford it. You know, don't tell them, you know. I met both of them. I was around and around. And I knew where I want to head it, you know. Think the mice, it's kedai. So together, this. I said, yeah, this is it. Enechanami, but they think, she said, listen, she saved at least $10,000. She's a girl. She wants that we're taking a man, and that money will go from that. Like this, her husband will feel sure, you know, if she's spending the last money that she has, for sure her husband will learn from where she's selling. She said, yeah, we'll spend our own money. For Taylor, I'm sure there's a design. They're spending all the money to pay chavrusas. Most of the time, they won't have garnish. They live in a year, mamish, gishtaig. Well, he became a mamish choshev. And then in his madrig, he became choshev. Then they wanted him to give some minal, some chedim, leibut. So they said, okay. No, so go back to the minal. They went back, it fell through. He was stuck without a job. So he started to do something, you know, did that tzlocha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him that tzlocha a million more times from what he spent. Yeah. It didn't start to be matzliach. Every minute is matzliach more than the other minute. So, the last couple of years, every time, that, you know, I came, wait, supper together or something, you know. It's machazik in every year, you know. So he came today, Marish, it was not a Suffolk day, so he came to see me today. And I'll tell you, he's a Baal Tzedakah, but he doesn't give it out. He has in his mishpoche so much people that need, and everything goes to the family. So the whole world, Marish is Mekal, and that he gave Mishkan Tzedakah. And he doesn't give it to the family knows. To the neighbor, I don't want to say, he gives to give Yenem, to the uncle of Yenem, everyone in the family he supports. Huge family, almost 20 members there, yeah, and everyone has less than the other one. I don't want to say the details. All of his money goes for everyone. He don't know, one school label came to tie with him, that, you know, why do the other two schools, you're giving a lot of money to us, so you think I give money to schools. The other three schools have four nieces that are learning there, they can't pay tuition. So I give donations, and they don't have to pay tuition. So they don't know that they don't have to pay tuition. They think stamp that the menahal gives them off. And I give money to the school, so they don't want my mamish. So you talk, but you know, but I want that you promise me that every time that you come, I'll come to visit you. That's it. Cause money keep integral mitzvahs, I'll be here. Yeah? That's it. Cause money keep integral mitzvahs, and you behave like you behave, I'll be here. But I don't understand. Because someone else wants to visit. Much chashever for me. He's like a big chassi, says, Nishto azazach, yeah? Chassi chayte. I'm telling you, someone mamish chashever wants to visit. So also, we make this vishachan, people say, Hashem wants to visit. Get ready for him. Hashem wants to visit. All of us, if someone will come, we're having a conversation in the afternoon. If Hashem will tell you, I want to come to visit. Why? Hashem will come to visit. You know, Gokhe, the God, the Shef HaKot. Hashem wants to visit every year. Not the Osir Mindash Mishochan Tipe Seichon. Chabarayim, once a year. Tashas Tzumim. Make yourself a Mokhe Tashas Hashem. If you knew, if a person would know when Hashem visits how much it changes, no, everyone will do it. No, again, Shaitan's phone, it would be so easy to do it, so it's not easy to do it, so it makes you not to feel it. But if you start to get ready, you feel that Shras Hashchina. Now, I'll just finish. The Gemara says that when the Orin Abris was going, and the Peretz was the Yo, David HaMelech was taking the Orin from Plishtim and people died, so he was very scared to take the Orin. So they put it in Beis Oived. In the middle of the way, they put the Orin Abris. Chazal say, Vayvorich Hashem is Beis Oived, Shisha Bekeres Echot. So David HaMelech came, no, I want the Orin Abris back in Ir David. And they ran and took. The Orin Abris came, everything changed. It's dangerous. David was scared to have it. But if the Orin Abris comes, the whole Shefa comes. You have a chitmita to change. Not that you will have to work. Prepare yourself, the Shechina will come, and everything will be up. That's Hashem will have the siyata d'shmaya.